want to get to. Blake, I've got to touch on this. Griff was with us yesterday. I don't know if you caught wind of this, and I was asking about Arch Manning. Georgia obviously is a prominent selection choice for Arch. And Griff, I wouldn't say out of nowhere, but says there's concern that LSU is making a significant push. Is that real or fake?
Well, good morning, Bill. And first and foremost, I want to say congratulations to you and Griff, because you hit the number one thing on the LSU sports wire yesterday. Oh, yeah, I heard it. you know, Bill, around here, those words don't go lightly when you say that about Arch. Bill, I think two things could be true at the same time. I think, you know, we discussed this a little bit before, I think a couple weeks ago. Brian Kelly has taken a very strong and hands-on approach with Arch and the Manning family. And per the head coach and the coaching staff that have gone on record, they don't know of another coach that has made up more ground on the Arch Manning recruitment than Brian Kelly. However, Bill, what's legit, what's a threat? You know, like when Griff says that, and I know it's probably coming from Glenn Gilbo, my buddies, but Bill, I just don't see it right now. I don't think you can put because Bill, we really just don't know where he's leaning. You know, the only thing that we really know is if the kid was making his own decision, Bill, he would go to Ole Miss because he loves Ole Miss. That's kind of what we just feel and anticipate, and where, you know, he where we think he would lean. But and do I think LSU is closing ground? Yes. Do I think that they're a legitimate threat at the current moment? No. Now, Bill, they've gotten multiple commitments from Arch in reference to official visits, camps, and Bill, quite honestly, he's not doing any of those elsewhere if you go and look. So he is, for what it's worth, he is doing this one. Now, read into that what you will, but here's what we have in Louisiana and in one of these football camps. You have Ricky Collins, Purdue. You have Eli Holstein, which will probably come down to Alabama. I don't know if A&M gets back in the mix. You'll have Arch Manning, and then you'll have Dante Moore. That's the four, Bill. That's the four in camp that they want to see. Now, what happens between all four of those, I don't know. But I think, you know, when we don't normally go and freak out about a summer football camp, this one, Bill, is going to be a highlight because you got four quarterbacks of his stature. So I think two things can be true at the same time. I just don't have a lot of faith that LSU's a legitimate threat at the current moment. Now, can they be ultimately? I don't know. But at the current moment, Bill, I would say no.
This one wasn't really a priority, but I do want to ask you. It's just on my mind. This quarterback at Denham Springs, Reese Mooney, decommitted from Vanderbilt. Have you watched him, seen him?
Oh, Bill, I know him very well and his game. Funny story, his head coach, who also, Bill, played at Vanderbilt for a while under Woody, Brett Beard. And then when Woody left, Brett Beard came to Southeastern, where I ultimately played and was our D-line coach at my high school before he made a transition back into college and then became a head coach. Reese Mooney's a stud, a legitimate stud. Now, Bill, you know, he was committed to Houston for a while. He wanted to play both baseball and football. Kick and throw. You're not going to, Bill, you're not going to outthrow him. If it's a 7-on-7, if it's a whatever it is, you're not. He, of the five quarterbacks, and Reese Mooney can be in that list, too, of those four. Bill, he might be, I'm not going to say he's a level of Arch throwing the ball, because that's just a different elite type of thing, or Eli Holstein. But, Bill, he's not far off. And like I've said on my show over the last 2 months, Reese Mooney was a guy that I've been keeping in my back pocket because I don't know if Brian Kelly doesn't see him as a fit for their offense because of his skill set. Now, his decommitment to Vanderbilt is a little interesting. I don't know if there's an LSU tie there, but they definitely have been talking to him, so we'll see. Bill, he's a very solid college quarterback. I don't think he's a superstar at the current moment, but the kid can really, really play. He's just so polished at throwing the ball, whether it be on the diamond or whether it be on the football field. You're just not going to outthrow him at any given moment.
Baseball team is coming to the 615 to take on the Vandy boys. What's at stake here? What needs to happen?
Well, Bill, this is, for me, I think the BCS always got it right. Now, stay with me here. But, Bill, this RPI thing is getting under my skin. I don't mean this wrong to the Vandy boys or anybody, but LSU played Florida in a series, beat them. They played Georgia in a series, beat them. And then Vanderbilt is in, what, I think the 4 to 10 range right now in the RPI. And that part, Bill, I just don't get. Now, in reference to the series, LSU really needs to win the series to get back into contention of a host position. Really and truthfully, to feel comfortable, Bill, they need a sweep. They're not going to do that. Blake Money from the 615, who had a wrist injury, has just not been the same since he returned. Bill, he's just a reliever. I mean, he can come in and get you 3 at max, 4 really strong innings. He came out of relief this weekend. He looked really good. The fielding behind him, Bill, LSU's dead last in the field and defensively. You can't convince me otherwise that they're working on it because you're just so damn bad in the field. But it's a huge series for both teams. But look, I don't, again, like I said, I don't understand this RPI. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't really get it. And people have explained it multiple times. But I think of the weekend series, this one, Bill, might be the most intriguing. You do have two powerhouse programs going at it. Jay Johnson's got to make a staple. They got to, because, Bill, they really messed up this past weekend against Ole Miss, getting swept the way that they did. They got to respond. They got to respond big.
I don't have a history of watching college baseball to where I can compare teams from different years. But Griff was saying Glenn Gilbo told him, this Tony Vols team is the best team since the 97 LSU team. You're down there, have you heard that?
Well, let me say this, Bill. I don't mean this in the wrong way. No, Tennessee isn't. And not at the current moment. Because, Bill, that 97 team, if I'm not mistaken, had somebody bean count me on this, but the bats were different, and I get that. Bill, they had some players on the LSU base.
Oh, yeah.
Like Hall of Famers. I mean, so you had one guy that had 40 home runs. Now, I get the bats and balls are different. Like, I get all that. But, Bill, some could make the argument that the 97 LSU baseball team was maybe the best ever. No, Bill, they're not there yet. Are they doing things that the 97 team could have done? Yes, but I'm not going there yet, Bill. They got to win it all. They got to win it all first. I can't go there. But I will say that I do think that they have a better staff, a better pitching staff, especially relieving. They're definitely bigger there. But at the plate, not a chance.
Blake Ruffino with us every Wednesday. Anything in recruiting, since I occupied so much time with Arch Manning there, any new news in recruiting?
Well, Bill, Dalen Austin, 4-star, top 150 prospect, corner out of Long Beach Poly, committed either yesterday or a couple days ago. And Sunday, Trey Holly, the best running back in the state, committed. Bill, for whatever reason, Brian Kelly's still taking punishment for recruiting nationally and in the state. Bill, I will say this. He has turned it up a little bit, you know, in recruiting, like on from a hands-on approach. He's still letting a lot of his position coaches and coordinators run things. But I do have to say he has, Bill, to his credit, taken more of a hands-on approach. Now, I don't know what he did at Notre Dame, but, Bill, quite honestly, in this state, he can't be passive. Pete Golding was in Destrehan, Louisiana, watching Jai Eugene Jr. along with Frank Wilson. LSU, I think Brian Kelly has got the idea now, and I don't know if he's been convinced. Look, brother, you cannot be passive in this state. For whatever reason, I don't know if it was just a different culture thing. Bill, you got to be on the phone with high school head coaches here at least multiple times a week. Okay, and so I hate to say it like that, but it just he's had to do that, and so far, from talking to a couple of the local high school coaches, he's done that. So kudos to him, but they're starting to get this thing rolling, Bill, within the next 4 to 6 weeks. I think they'll get some more big in-state kids to recruit, to commit, possibly, along with some other kids nationally. So I think that they're doing well. I think that they can get in that top eight in recruiting for this cycle.
Tell everybody how they can get your content.
Bill, I appreciate it as always. AYS Sports across the board. Go rate, review, subscribe anywhere that you listen to podcasts. It's our biggest thing is our audio podcast platform is blowing up. So go rate, review, and subscribe. We greatly appreciate that. We're trying to get to 10,000 on Twitter. Go follow us there, AYS Sports. And as always, Bill, I greatly, greatly appreciate you having me on.
See you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
See you, Bill. Go Tigers.
Blake Ruffino. There you have it.